there is an example. There is one example that sometimes we see, sometimes when we look, when there's a competition, where there's a race, there could be a cycle race or people running, then there is a crowd that gathers. There's a crowd that assembles next to the race. When the race starts, and slowly, slowly, as the race progresses, people start to decrease. The number of people start to decrease. And at the end, there are a few people remaining. And at the end, only those people get to the end, the finishing line, who succeed in finishing the race. So there's a lot of races in the beginning and less in the evening. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala, with His fadl, His grace and His mercy, He selects people or a person for a good deed. For a good deed. And for a good and beautiful deed, which Allah Ta'ala holds very dear, very beloved to Allah. And the servant, he starts on that path, he embarks on that path, he initiates that path. Just like I gave the example of the race, where there are a lot of races in the beginning, lots, and then as the race continues, they decrease, and at the end there are very few left, or fewer left. So in the same way, the individual who Allah Ta'ala gives the ability to practice this good deed, which is very beloved to Allah, he starts practicing that deed, and then slowly, 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 what happens is that very few people are there left who continue to then. And slowly, slowly, they start to reject or shun or neglect that deed. And that's the reason for the failure of a human being. That's why pious elders give importance to this. That this is okay to get the amal, to get the action, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His karam, His grace and mercy. And further after that, it's the struggle and effort of that individual, how he sustains that amal. Now, instead of continuing and steadfastly, consistently, what happens is that on the way, on the path, he slowly, slowly starts to leave that path or leave that deed or reduce practicing that deed. There are various reasons for leaving the deed. First is that obviously our enemy is Shaytan, and he instills whispers in the mind of a person. So he makes that person weak on that amal, weak on that deed. The biggest whisper of Shaytan is that you're not benefiting in any way, you're just doing this deed for nothing. And you're not getting anything for this. You're not going to get what you came for. Your objective is not being fulfilled. And always Shaytan, he instills or he whispers into the ear of the person. He makes that person lose hope, lose heart so much, that whilst he's practicing, the poor soul, he leaves from the back door. Oh, he leaves. And it's not for, he says, oh, it's only for a few days, you know, been 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you've been practicing this deed. What's the benefit of you that you've got? You've gone more into loss, more into the negative. And you're worse off now. You were okay before. And Shaytan, he presents big, big thoughts, such big thoughts and influence. A person is doing amal in a good way, and then whilst he's doing the amal, he starts to sweat. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? Am I wasting my time? Am I on the wrong path, maybe? Then he starts asking people questions. Then he finds people to give advice who are in the form of Shaytan. They give him the wrong advice. So what happens is that coming into the trap of Shaytan, slowly, slowly, gradually, he starts to leave that sin, that deed, that good deed. He shuns that deed. So the first point is that when we speak about benefit, when Allah gives a person the ability, the tawfiq, to do a good deed, then 100% there's benefit in that deed. 100%. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has any good deed that is done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question doesn't arise that there's no benefit in that deed. If we even just say alif, lam, mim, alhamdulillah, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of benefits in just reciting these three letters. Oh, I don't want to read Quran, I just want to recite alif, lam, mim. Now we see that this is part of the Quran. So the rewards are present, the recitation of Quran reward, and the reward for recitation. And Allah says, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Whatever I promise in the Quran, it's impossible that I won't fulfill my promise. Subhanallah. And behind every good deed, when Allah gives the human being the tawfiq to do good deed, that you practice this, you do this, go and do this deed, then it's impossible that Allah Ta'ala will not give benefit to that individual, or there's no benefit present. Impossible. So Allah Ta'ala, when He gives somebody the ability to do a good deed, then a person, that person who's doing that deed, should never, never think that he's not getting benefit. Now if we understand this or don't understand it, that's a separate matter. But 100% we have to accept and embrace the fact that there can be loss in everything in the world. But if Allah Ta'ala has given me this good deed, even if it's equivalent to one dust particle, it's greater than the whole dunya, what it contains, this amal that Allah has given to me, and there's no loss in this amal. So why should I leave this deed? That's how we need to think. So if this is not happening, I'm not getting any achievements in life, in the world, okay, fine. If in the dunya nothing's been achieved, because I don't need dunya from this amal. From this amal, this deed that Allah Ta'ala has given to me, He's given this, I don't need dunya from this. I'm not earning the world or wealth. The Allah Ta'ala has given me this deed so that I can attain akhirah, and I'm attaining that, alhamdulillah. So what's that got to do with the dunya? Now where we are speak about dunya and the world, Allah Ta'ala said Himself before that I have taken responsible for all your worldly affairs. So there's nothing where Allah Ta'ala says that I have not prepared for you with my hikmah. Allah Ta'ala says with my wisdom I have kept you in the world. If you pray, I'll give to you. If you don't pray, I'll give to you. Doesn't Allah Ta'ala give to people? If you believe, I'll give to you. If you don't, I'll still give to you. Isn't this the case in the world? So there's no clash here that we need to compare with the fact that, oh, I'm on the deen or I'm not on the deen. Allah Ta'ala says that the amal, the deeds you are implementing, each and every one of them has massive benefits that you cannot imagine. That world that you're going to go to in the hereafter, you are earning for that world. With the fadl, you're praying salah, you're earning, you're doing dhikr, you're earning, you're reciting Quran, you are earning for the hereafter. Losers are those people, the biggest losers are those people, Allah Ta'ala hasn't selected them for this amal. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He hasn't selected them for a certain amal, a specific deed, they're losers. But if Allah Ta'ala selected people to do a specific deed, they should be very extremely grateful to Allah. If they look left and right, oh, only I'm doing this, there's no one else, only I'm doing this. Then he looks around and says, what am I doing? Alhamdulillah, there are hadith upon hadith that will stand you up strong, that this is the benefit, this is the benefit, this is the benefit. Don't worry about other people, and they're not doing this. Don't the ulama ikram, respected scholars, they encourage us, and then a person stands up straight, tall. This is a great deed. For example, I'm sitting here, you're sitting here with the fadl of Allah, grace of Allah, we've come to do dhikr of Allah. Remember, so what's the benefit? Oh, we've come and we've sat down and we've come so far. Oh, I could have sat at home, or I could have done some house chore, or that's also included in the deen. Many whispers come into the mind and heart, don't they? But when we sit here, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, then we should understand at least this, that Allah Ta'ala says that whoever does my dhikr, Allahu Akbar, whoever remembers me, then he is in my majlis, he is in my gathering. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Now can this be wrong? Can this be incorrect? No. So if we can't see the majlis, we don't feel it, we don't know about it, this has no link with what Allah Ta'ala said. Our yaqeen certainty should be so high grade that I've arrived and I'm sitting in the majlis of Allah. That's it. That's it. We don't need to see or feel. Now think for a moment that if there's a wali Allah, friend of Allah, high level, high grade, ghost, kutab, ghost, kutab, if you sit with him 5-10 minutes, then you will return with your treasure chest full. Allah's mercies will be with you. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends on the pious people. So if Allah Ta'ala says that, then if you sit in my majlis, I'm the one who gives the rahmas, then imagine that. Allah says, I give to the whole dunya, to the whole world, to everyone in the world. Isn't this a great point? And we can't see it. We've come, no, I'm just going dhikr, someone's gone, someone's sitting down, someone has less yaqeen or more yaqeen. But the person who realizes and accepts that I've sat in the majlis, whether he feels or not, whether he knows or not, alhamdulillah, this has been written on our envelope for thereafter. Then when we get up in the hereafter, will be those people recognize those who sat in the majlis of Allah, the gathering of Allah. So will Allah Ta'ala not remember this? So now tell me, at that time, will we see I had to leave home and make effort and say for a little while? No, we won't even think about that. But those people who understand and are aware and realize, they are so grateful to Allah for His mercy, that my Mawla, how comes you selected me and sent me to your majlis? You gave me such a great, great reward that within a few hours I got such great rewards. I could have been somewhere else, but for a few hours you allowed me to sit in your gathering. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Now I remember a saying time is short, we'll conclude the discussion so we can start dhikr, so that I can also get more strength of iman. Now, if we get the amal, the deed, the practical deed, so why shouldn't we be included amongst those? If we don't get this deed, then we will also be amongst those people who slowly, slowly, slowly decrease in number, and then we take a U-turn and leave. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did a dua, Allah save me from that conclusion that I take a U-turn and go back to my initial position. I've seen many people in my life, they come with passion and zest and drive, and they push, and then slowly, slowly, they leave one majlis, another gathering, then they go to the back, and then you stop seeing them, then they're not inside, then they leave, and then they go in and gather with those people that if you explain to them after that, they will understand. You say, why don't you tell them, no, summum bukumun umyun, these are those people Allah Ta'ala has thrown away. Nobody can explain to them. Yes, because they've become, you could say, blind to the advice, because they have disobeyed Allah, they've been ungrateful to Allah. So who are you? Who were you? What were you before? Allah Ta'ala says that I seated you in my majlis, in my gathering, and you rejected that gathering. So can that person, should that person be approached again and begged again and ask him, please come again? No, in the hereafter, with that person realize, you'll get food, he'll get clothes. If they think that these are good things and prosperity in the world, they'll keep getting that. But they'll be lost and away from the gathering of Allah, because they'll have been eliminated and taken away from the gathering of Allah. So let's do tawbah, repent to Allah. Alhamdulillah, for Allah gives the tawfiq to do this amal. And behind that amal, behind that deed, there's a great hadith and great rewards. And we shouldn't be so foolish that we run away from the amal, from that deed. No. So brothers, do we promise? Never ever do this, because this is a big deception of shaitan if you take a U-turn and neglect the deeds that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. No, just say, Allah, you've given me this amal, grab hold of it with strength, firmness. I won't leave it, whether I enjoy it or not, feel like it or not, whether I get the good feelings or not, whether I get tested or challenged, I keep getting problems, but I will not leave the amal, behind which there is such a great piece of news and glad tidings and rules from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Remember this. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Sahib Rahmatullah, great pious elder, the greatest sheikh or the elder in the Indian subcontinent from the Arab and the Ajam. He is the elder from all the silsilas, all of the orders of the Sawwaf, great sheikh. And he gave a lot of advice to his murideen, to his students, and a great statement, statement of his. And this is something that we should inscribe on our hearts. He said that be grateful that you've attained the amal, the deed, Allahu Akbar. He said, be grateful you've attained salah, hajj, you got the tawfiq, umrah, tasbih, recitation of Quran, all of this, we should be grateful. This is taking us to the maqam shukr. If we didn't get salah today, what would we do? What would we do if we couldn't get, salah today? Is our own power and energy that's allowing us to pray salah? Somehow, we could have been taken away from salah. Maybe something else would have looked good to me. No, this program's good. Or this is very nice, leave it. And many times a person's tested in his mind, in his thoughts, if he's doing a good amal. And a little bit, if Allah Ta'ala is unhappy, then Allah Ta'ala won't allow the person to have the love of the amal. I tell you the truth. Person's surprised that so many years I was doing this deed, and Allah Ta'ala takes the love of that deed out of his heart, and a dirty thing replaces that. So that good deed, the love of that good deed is replaced by the desire to do an impure deed. And he thinks, what's happening here? Why am I not doing this deed? And he's busy in another action. Allahu Akbar. You'll see that he becomes busy in another action, in another deed. And he forgets the taste and the importance of that deed that he's done for so many years. So he's attained the amal. That after that, so Hazrat said that, congratulations, you've attained the deed. Remember, don't leave the deed. Carry on doing it, carry on doing it, carry on doing it, carry on doing it. Subhanallah. And do it so much, that this deed becomes your habit. The amal becomes your habit. Allahu Akbar. So when we pray salah, this is our habit, I'll tell you the truth. What does it become? A habit for us, praying salah. Before it was difficult, somebody pushed us, encouraged us, we started coming, carried on, carried on, carried on. Now it's become our habit of life. Automatically we run towards salah. Automatically eyes open, automatically we feel like praying. Nobody thinks praying, before he comes to pray, I'm a wali Allah, I'm pious. Was this become a habit, like eating and relieving oneself? So a person, he hastens towards salah, and he will not leave it. He doesn't feel at that time, I'm going towards the deed for Allah. No, he's become habitual. And there are beautiful points of the wali as well. He said, carry on doing this deed, carry on doing this deed, carry on doing the deed that Allah has given to you, until such an extent that it becomes habitual. He said, congratulations. When it becomes your habit, Allahu Akbar, stated, when it becomes habit, then remember, when the habit becomes continues, then eventually one day it will become your ibadah. The habit will become worship for you. Subhanallah. Look at this point. Yes, it will become your ibadah, worship. And when an act of when a deed becomes ibadah, remember, we pray salah hasn't become ibadah yet. So when that habit becomes ibadah, act of worship, then it's stated, what does that ibadah become? It takes the person to the station of ihsan. The station of ihsan. Just like when we pray salah, we pray, it become a habit. We'll continue. Then a time will come when we will feel the presence in the court of Allah, with the grace of Allah, we feel that presence during salah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is, my brothers, that if Allah Ta'ala has given us dhikr, the tawfiq to do this amal, okay, it's been 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, many years people have sat and done dhikr, but there are also those people who did dhikr and they disappeared. Don't know where they've gone, why have they stopped doing dhikr, which direction have they gone in. There are some who are continuing, they're still on the path. So this is the real article, that we need to encourage each other. Shaitan and the base desires, they grab hold of a person, deviate person. And if Allah has given the tawfiq to do this amal, we should carry on doing it. And what will it become for us? It will become a habit, a good habit. Just like tahajjud, keep on praying, your eyes will open, it will become a habit. So it hasn't become ibadah yet, worship yet. When it becomes a habit, alhamdulillah, then the habit, it will get solidified and made permanent. Eventually it will become ibadah, act of worship. When it becomes ibadah, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, what will it be? That ibadah will solidify, and it will become permanent. It will give you the station of ihsan, that either you'll feel that you're seeing Allah, or Allah, at least you'll feel that Allah is watching you. And at this moment in time, when a person becomes like this, ibadah takes them to the station of ihsan, so they feel that. So when they go into the grave, many events, I tell you the truth, I tell you the real events of experience I've heard from the pious predecessors. Those people who don't know, we think that they're normal people, but it became ibadah for them. Their habit became ibadah. They don't know that. And so habitual, 15 years, 25, 30 years, one man took his hand and they carry on continually, they're carrying out the deed. They don't see that they're pious, they don't feel piety, they don't see anything, realize anything, that I'm a pious person. When they go into the grave, then I swear by Allah, in that grave, introduction and a good welcome is given to them. Those ruh, those souls come to them, subhanAllah, to welcome them. That person is amazed that me, that who's come to me? They said that yes, you have become pious. Allah Ta'ala has kept you, your status behind the veil. You were doing that deed, and Allah said, I want to give the maqam. You're doing that deed, and you've attained that maqam, that station, that status, alhamdulillah. So he reaches to that level, he continues to do the amal, and you'd made effort, you fought off the whispering of shaitan, your desires, you fought your desires. Thousands of bad thoughts, negative thoughts came to you. You said, doesn't matter what happens, whether you sweat, tasbih in your hand is coming out of your hand, people are taking you away, deviating you, trying to make you run away, your belief in your shaykh has decreased, and you ran away from him. Thousands of whispers came, but Allahu Akbar, you stuck to the game, you stuck to the deed, alhamdulillah, you've come to this maqam, that you arise amongst the rules of the walis, who will welcome you when you go to the hereafter, and the phase in the grave and beyond. So may Allah give us the tawfiq. We need to adhere to this deed. We don't need to look at enjoyment or reward, etc. Just continue. Just like give the example of the bike race or the races. He carries on racing. He doesn't look at my one or number two, number three. The person right to the back, slowly gets to the front. And he takes the cup and he wins. Subhanallah. This happens, isn't it? So that you don't stop. Doesn't matter if I'm at the back or I'm last in the race. I'll carry on and make effort. Slowly he overtakes. People start shouting, oh, he's coming. He's gone. And he overtakes and he gets to the front and he attains the cup. May Allah Ta'ala make us those people who receive the cup, so that when we depart from this world, alhamdulillah, that we should feel that we're nothing in the world, we have no status, we should consider ourselves as low, without value, we're nothing. But when we depart this world, when the eyes close, then our face and our mouths open, Allah, this was my maqam, you kept it hidden from me? Subhanallah. So this is why a person gets reward. Whatever deed we attain from Allah, what should we do? We should adhere to it, stick to it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability and capability. And tawfiq, ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyyil ummiyyi wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi ba'di ba'dihi kama sallaita ala ali ibrahima innaka hamidun majid. وسلم تسليما دائما ابدا كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وامرنا كل ذلك عندنا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان. وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واجعلنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستعين يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا داعي البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.